The 360 Leader, Developing Your Influence from Anywhere in the Organization, by John C. Maxwell. Leading in all directions will require you to learn different sets of leadership skills, which, in turn, can help you know how to direct your personal leadership growth. However, before getting into those skills and actions, we need to address other issues, starting with the 7 myths believed by many people who lead from the middle of any organization. The myths of leading from the middle. The position myth. Position has little to do with genuine leadership. Influencing others is a matter of disposition, not position. The destination myth. If you don't try out your leadership skills and decision-making process when the stakes are small and risks are low, you're likely to get into trouble at higher levels when the cost of mistakes is high. The influence myth. You may be able to grant someone a position, but you cannot grant him or her real leadership. Influence must be earned. The inexperience myth. Although the desire to improve an organization and the belief that you're capable of doing it are often the marks of a leader without experience, you would likely overestimate the amount of control you have at the top. The freedom myth. Those who believe in the freedom myth might say, "When I get to the top, I'll no longer be limited." The truth is that when you move up in the organization, the weight of your responsibility increases. The potential myth. Someone who believes the potential myth would say, "I can't reach my potential if I'm not the top leader." People should strive for the top of their game, not for the top of their organization. The all-or-nothing myth. Someone who believes in the all-or-nothing myth might say, "If I can't get to the top, then I won't try to lead." Some people in the middle become frustrated by their position in an organization because they define success as being on top. The challenges 360-degree leaders face. The tension challenge. One of the toughest things about being a leader in the middle of an organization is that you can't be sure of where you stand. As a leader, you have some power and authority. At the same time, you also lack power in other areas. And if you overstep your authority, you can get yourself into real trouble. The frustration challenge. Few things can be more maddening to a good leader in the middle of an organization than working for an ineffective leader. Your job isn't to fix the leader, it's to add value. It may not be easy, but it's possible to survive if you apply the following. Develop a solid relationship with your leader. Identify and appreciate your leader's strengths. Commit yourself to adding value to your leader's strengths. Publicity affirms your leader. Your affirmation for your leader will help them develop confidence, not only in themselves, but also in you. The multi-hat challenge. Leaders in the middle are forced to deal with multiple shifting priorities, often with limited time and resources. Every role or hat you're asked to wear has its own responsibilities and objectives. If you change hats, keep in mind that the context changes. The ego challenge. It's normal for any person to want recognition, and leaders are the same. The fact that leaders in the middle of the pack are often hidden, and as a result they don't get the credit or recognition they desire or deserve, can be a real ego buster. The challenge is to be a team player and remain content while contributing. The fulfillment challenge. The right attitude is absolutely essential to contentment in the middle of an organization. With the right attitude and the right skills, you can influence others from wherever you are in an organization. The influence challenge. Leadership is influence. If you have neither position nor influence, people will not follow you, and the further outside your position they are, the less likely they are to let you lead them. That's why 360-degree leaders work to change their thinking from, "I want a position that will make people follow me," to, I want to become a person who people will want to follow. The principles 360-degree leaders practice to lead up. If you take the approach of wanting to add value to those above you, you have the best chance of influencing them. The underlying strategy should be to support your leader, add value to the organization, and distinguish yourself from the rest of the pack by doing your work with excellence. You should do the following. Lead yourself exceptionally well. Lighten your leader's load. Be willing to do what others won't. Do more than manage. Lead. Invest in relational chemistry. Be prepared every time you take your leader's time. Know when to push and when to back off. Be better tomorrow than you are today. The principles leaders practice to lead across. To succeed as a 360-degree leader who leads peer-to-peer, you have to work at giving your colleagues reason to respect and follow you. You can do that by helping your peers to win. So, understand, practice, and complete the leadership loop. If you want to gain influence and credibility with people working alongside you, don't try to take shortcuts or cheat the process. Instead, you have to show people that you care about them by taking an interest in them. Put competing fellow leaders ahead of competing with them. In healthy working environments, there are both competition and teamwork. The issue is to know when each is appropriate. Be a friend. Avoid office politics. Don't pretend you're perfect. The principles 360-degree leaders practice to lead down. As a 360-degree leader, when you lead down, you're doing more than just getting people to do what you want. You're finding out who they are, helping them to discover and reach their potential, showing them the way by becoming a model they can follow, helping them become a part of something bigger than they could create on their own. Walk slowly through the halls. Show that you care and create a healthy balance of personal and professional interest. See everyone as 10. 360-degree leaders get more out of their people because they think more of their people. Develop each team member as a person. Getting the job done makes you a success. Getting the job done through others makes you a leader, for you actually giving them what they need in order to become better people. Place people in their strength zones. When you place individuals in their strength zones, you change people's lives for the better, and their jobs become rewarding and fulfilling. Do the behavior that you desire. Followers become like their leaders. Reward for results. Whatever actions leaders reward will be repeated. The value of 360-degree leaders. By becoming a better leader, you add tremendous value to your organization. Everything rises and falls on leadership. The following are five values that 360-degree leaders add to their organizations. A leadership team is more effective than just one leader. As a leader in the middle, if you develop a team, you'll be making your organization better. Leaders are needed at every level of the organization. Without a leader, decisions are delayed, agendas are multiplied, conflicts are extended, and morale is low. Leading successfully at one level is a qualifier for leading at the next level. Leadership is a journey that starts where you are, not where you want to be. Good leaders in the middle make better leaders at the top. Good leaders maximize the performance of those on their team. They inspire people and help them work together, and they get results.